Name's Mercedes, the supervisor on the floor. How may I help you?
Yes, what'd you say your name is, Mercedes?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, my name is Deborah Calabrese, and I just wanted to say that I had called up earlier. I had a dispute of some sort, and I spoke to somebody named Jeff 0062. His attitude was too bad, so sad, can't help you, too bad, so sad. I said, may I please speak to a supervisor? Supervisors don't take phone calls. Sorry, too bad, so sad. I said, I'm a legal secretary. You give me no choice but to take, you know, legal proceedings towards this because it's not something I ordered, not something I wanted, not something. And if it happened, it happened inadvertently because I would have never wanted this. And when I clicked my button, he said it's an electronic email that gives you $125 worth of gift vouchers, whatever. I said, I would never order that. I don't, you know, but when I click the items ordered, it comes up with nothing. So, is there, you know, if you're saying you can't help me, may I speak to a supervisor? No, they don't take phone calls. I said, well, then can I speak to your legal department? No, I can't transfer you. I said, well, if you're in charge then you're in charge of, can you help me? Especially since I didn't receive it, can't you reverse the transaction? No, too bad, so sad. I said, well, may I have your address? He said, I said, may I have your name? He said, Jeff, and your last name? He said, I'm not required to give you that. I said, most people lie and say Brown, Green, Smith, whatever, but okay. How do I contact you since the phone call is recorded? He said, his ID is 0062. Then I said, if I want to send a letter, can I please have the address? Orange County, California. I said, are you serious? My address is 14723 72nd Avenue, Flushing, New York, blah, blah, blah. You're telling me if I take an envelope and put Jeff 0062, Orange County, California, it's going to get there. Too bad, so sad, sorry, can't help you. So I proceeded to, unfortunately, not wanting to, but I called my bank to file a dispute. Because, and I was going to do a regular dispute, but they said it sounded fraudulent. And so I was putting through a dispute. I was so upset that I tried to call Jeff 0062 back to tell him that I am now going to take formal charges. And, of course, I couldn't reach Jeff 0062. But what I wanted to let you know is Kyra at 5636 was absolutely wonderful. I deal with anxiety, I deal with depression, I deal with a lot of issues. But Kyra was so kind and so helpful that I really would like you to give her kudos or a shout out or acknowledge her. Because you know what? In the crazy world we're living in today, kindness is free and it goes a long way. And she at least took my anxiety away from me, even if it's only to, and again, I know they're just doing their job, but Jeff 0062 is not helping your company at all by just saying, too bad, too bad, too bad, can't do that, won't do that, aren't able. How come Kyra could get me a supervisor, but Jeff at 0062 could not let me speak to a supervisor? You know what I mean? What kind, I said, what kind of customer service are you giving me then? Too bad, so sad. Mm. So I really would like Kyra to be commendated, acknowledged, something. I don't know if you give raises or a plaque or just a free lunch or just a, you know, a shout out on the floor that she did great or whatever. But I really want you to know that she was lovely. And again, it didn't mean I got the results yet. But she claims that if I call the bank back and they cancel the dispute, that you guys would be happy to reimburse my money, yes, and rectify the situation. So what was with this guy, Jeff? I don't get it.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't understand.
I do apologize on his behalf. I was letting him, one
do
of our corporate managers
know.
No, ma'am. I don't know who Jeffrey is.
Honestly, I almost called the Better Business Bureau. I mean, excuse me, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm sure you deal with irate customers every day. And that's why I always try to promote kindness. But I don't think, and I would never want to put everybody's just doing their job, but Jeff is not helping your company to succeed. Because if this is his ritual with all the customers that call him, then honestly, he's ruining your company. Because he spoke softly, but couldn't do anything to help me. We have your email address, so you must have ordered it. Too bad. That's the bottom line. No, there's no supervisors. They don't take phone calls. No, I can't help you. No, our address is Orange County, California. I mean, really? So, Mercedes, I thank you for listening to me repeat myself, because when I get upset, I repeat myself. I ramble.
No,
I apologize,
ma'am,
for that. But I truly want Kyra to be acknowledged for her kindness and her helpfulness. And it's just, again, it's amazing how she said, we'll help you. You have to get the dispute canceled so we can put the money back. So now I have to call the bank back and hope that they can cancel a dispute, because I think once a dispute's canceled, once a dispute's put in, I only disputed one thing in all the years I'm alive. I'm 59. I only disputed something one time, and they immediately canceled my card. So if they do that, I wanted a new card expeditedly sent to me. I'll have a new card in 2 days or something like that, because I'm afraid, because I have automatic withdrawals, like my phone, my Verizon, whatever like that. I don't know where you're located, if you know what I'm even talking about. But what happens if they can't take off the dispute? Do I call you with my new bank number? Or
no, ma'am. As long as the account is still open. But you can have a new card, but long as the account is still open that the last card was used with, it'll go back onto that new card so that you'll be able to have your money.
Oh, so that's what I'm saying. If they send me my new card within 2 days, I can call you back and could adjust this?
Yes, ma'am, but you don't have to give anybody any card information. All we need is the bank to call in to verify the dispute can be dropped, and they'll process the refund that's supposed to go on to the last card, but it'll fall onto the new card to be able to be used.
Now, may I bother you for one more question?
Yes, ma'am.
I have Social Security disability. So I don't know, again, I don't know where you're located. I'm in Queens, New York. I have my Social Security put on a Direct Express card that is nowhere, it's not like the bank that's over here anywhere, it's from the government.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have a bank that I could just walk into or do anything with. Do you think it's easier if you called the bank versus me trying to get you back on the line if I was to get the bank to be able to speak with you?
I do apologize, ma'am. With our policy, they'll have to call us in to verify the dispute can be dropped so we can process
the refund. Right, but will we be able to reach you directly since you're aware of the situation and you're willing to help?
I have notated the account, so whatever agent you will speak to, they will take care of it due to the notes I have put on here. I have verified that you have a dispute filed, but you're going to have the bank to call in to verify the dispute can be dropped, and they will handle the refund of the $72.97 in full for you. No percentage
okay.
or anything. It's going to be forwarded right back to your account. Yes, ma'am.
Mercedes, do you have a supervisor you'd like me to give a shout out on your behalf to?
I do, but it's okay, ma'am. I'm just happy you're satisfied and we're getting taken care of.
You know what? Again, it's not the end of this for me yet. Now I have to see if the bank can do this for me. If they can't.
I hate that he put you through so much trouble, because this could have been easily settled.
He was just, like I said, he talked soft-spoken. But every answer was, sorry, can't do that. Sorry, you charged this. Sorry, we have your email account, so you must have done this. Sorry, too bad. It's an electronic gift that comes to you. And I delete emails that I don't recognize because of all the spam and everything. But I was able to find that email, and I remembered it. I said, oh, my God, did they charge me twice? And then the next day, they waited until the first to charge me the $72. But you know, when I first saw the $8.95 or whatever, after I had paid $7.95, which I got for free, with no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But this guy was he talked kindly, he talked soft-spoken, but he was like deadwood. He was of no help, no wavering. I mean, I'm just glad he didn't hang up on me, because that's what I really thought he would have done with most companies that do stuff like that. but I appreciate your taking the time to talk to me and your kindness. And kindness goes a very long way. So even if I can't get results today or tomorrow, I still want you to know I appreciated you and your kindness and Kyra as well so much.
Yes, ma'am. I do have her getting a shout-out because that...
Yeah, and it makes all the difference in the world. We're all struggling right now. We don't know what somebody else is going through with this COVID and everything and displacement and unemployment and that one kind word might make somebody's day a little brighter. And just as I'm about to say to you, I hope you and your family and your loved ones are safe and stay well and stay healthy. I mean, I really mean that because I'm sure you get people that are aggravated every single day on the phone. So I want you to know, as aggravated as I am, I feel a kindness in my heart to appreciate you and Kyra. And it makes the world of difference. Too bad that that guy couldn't help me where I didn't have to cancel my account and ask all my creditors if I can't get this undone, which I don't know if I can since they already put it through. So if they can't cancel the cancels of my card, maybe they could take the dispute off but still have to send me a new card. If they do that, can you then put that onto the new card? Hello.
Michael, are you going for the last? Oh, it's 10 to 6 now.
Why'd you run out the door?
Well, I maybe get your call because you wouldn't look out the door.
I didn't want to interrupt every time I talk to you.
No, you won't.
I just left because it didn't matter. I'm going to start.